T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think most of us agree that the video that surfaced a few days ago of Terry Collins,
yes,
and
very entertaining,
Tommy Hallion and Noah Syndergaard, it's not only entertaining, it's good for baseball.
Sure.
It makes it real.
Right.
It's raw.
Right.
No
right.
one's offended.
Right.
You know, no letters are being written. I can't believe that cuss word was used.
Oh, God.
It's raw emotion.
What do you think they're talking to? Like, you know, everything's lovey-dovey?
Yeah. This is what happens. Manfred said the viral video is being removed by MLB. They're trying to determine how the video was leaked. And I get that in their collective bargaining agreement with the umpires, when the umpire is mic'd, they probably tell them, hey, this isn't going to be released publicly. I understand that. My critique would be, you negotiate in the next CBA that stuff becomes public because people like it, mm-hmm. and it helps your game. It's real. It's raw. We like real stuff. It's reality TV to another level. So I understand that, hey, they had a deal with the umpires. The Hallion is probably ticked off. I don't think he comes across that bad. I think there are some. I mean, he ripped Major League Baseball.
But they had a deal with the umpires that they would never release anything like
this?
Well,
in order to get them to agree to be microphoned, they wouldn't want stuff like this mic'd up.
Okay? Right.
They would not want this
stuff
released.
Right.
So I get that from that aspect, yeah, they want to control this video from spreading, though. Let me tell you, it's too late. And I'll say this to the commissioner. I recorded it from my phone from what was on the internet. So unless you're coming to my phone, and I'm not going to publish it anymore it's if you're taking it down, but I can at least enjoy it in my spare time. Is there anything wrong with that? Is that illegal?
No.
If I want, after the Mets lose their 15th in a row and Mickey Callaway's comatose, I want to play that for myself. I want to watch it and get all fired up, mm-hmm. and think about a day in which the Mets were relevant. I'm going to do that.
Right.
But I think in the future, Major League Baseball needs to be more, they need to be more open to ideas.
Yeah, you can't.
Like that.
I mean, come on. I mean, give me a break. Really? I mean, what do you think? What do they think? What does Rob Manfred think that the fans think these guys are doing when they're yelling at each other? That they're using, you know, everything is lovey-dovey. Everything is like a nice word. Come on.
Yeah.
And who's kidding who?
So, was Manfred, and here's what I'm curious about. Ernie, do you think Manfred is more ticked off about the cuss words, one? Two, the sanctity of the deal with the umpires? Or how about this one? Is he ticked off that it feels like not only Tommy Hallion, but Terry Collins are both ripping Major League Baseball for the way they handled the Utley situation? Is that the thing that bothers him the most?
Yeah, I'll take two and three.
But three is a factor.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Part of this is also, if they start telling these umpires that your stuff is being recorded, it's going to be released, we're not going to get the same authenticity of these fights.
You're right. Probably. I think it'll change a little bit. But if everybody's mic'd at all times, you're still going to get a lot of realness, because I don't think these guys are going to be able to control themselves at every moment.
Right. Right.
I just think...
You knew they'd be upset by it, though. You knew when it was released they were going to say something, because it wasn't released by them, obviously.
No.
The bosses may not be happy with Hallion, but I think most fans who watch this are not... They're not on them.
Of course not. Because what do you expect? I mean, what would you expect these guys to be saying to each other? Come on.
But it looks like Hallion is trying to ease the situation.
Yeah, he looks that way.
Do you think he did a good job?
I mean, I don't know what a good job is. I mean, when you got a manager come out and start yelling, I've been watching these kind of arguments for years. What's a good job?
Well, I guess if...
That they're not swinging at each other?
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No,
there was no bench-clearing brawl. I mean, what's a good job?
Here's what I mean by good job. Don't you think there are some umpires, though not recorded, who would yell back at Terry Collins,
oh, sure,
and say, no, you're,
well,
the blink,
well, he did
blink,
use
blink,
an
blink,
expletive in there.
Yeah, but not
Hallion at... Hallion did use one.
Yeah, but not at him.
No, I understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
It does seem like he's trying to defuse the situation.
I would say he did. Yeah, so, no, I would agree with that.
So when you ask, hey, what's a good job? Because you're right. We're not seeing or hearing all these.
Right.
To me, the fact he's trying to defuse it's a good job.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because I don't necessarily know if Angel Hernandez is trying to defuse it.
It also seemed like Terry respected him, even during the fight, where he was saying, you know, you're better than this. You know,
he did say that.
Like,
that's right.
There is a mutual respect that you don't usually see.
Right. He did say, you know, you are better than this.
I think a lot of this is Major League Baseball's mad that both Collins and Hallion were ripping their handling of Utley.
Right.
Because Hallion agreed with Terry Collins when Terry said they did nothing to this guy. We need our shot. They did nothing to this guy. That nothing to this guy.
He's talking about Utley.
Yeah, and it came from Major League Baseball. Sure. So they're offended by it.
Right. Right.
But this kind of stuff is good.
Yeah, no, I think it's good too. And again, what do they think the fans think these guys are saying here? You know, like I said, what do you think they're doing? Huh? Where are we going for dinner later? I mean, come on. I mean, give me a break.
The other thing is, Manfred said he thinks that there are owners that are against the universal DH, but he believes the dialogue is moving a little bit.
Mm.
And that scares the you-know-what out of me.
I understand.
It's moving a little bit.
Universal DH.
Well, I know where it's moving, Joe.
Yep.
It ain't moving to banishing the DH. It's moving the other way.
I understand.
And I don't know where public opinion is anymore. I've always been under the impression that the vast majority of
America. I think it's going to happen at some point.
No, I think it is too.
You know, I think it will happen.
But I've always believed that the vast majority of American League fans like the DH for a lot of people who are under a certain age. That's all they know. You know, you have to be at least born in 1960 or earlier to appreciate the American League without a DH,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Because 1973.
Yeah, like me, you got to be,
right.
You know.
You remember the American League without
sure,
the DH.
Of course.
There's a generation that doesn't.
Right.
There's a generation that's all they know, and so they like it.
Right.
And I've also believed that the most National League fans like the pitcher hitting. But I don't know anymore. I'm starting to get worried that public opinion is swaying. What's wrong with everybody? We need a good campaign or something. Because I'm starting to worry. There's a lot of fans out there who are starting to say.
It is. You know, all I'll say is it's messed up that the two leagues have two different set of rules.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I will say that.
You're changing.
No, I'd rather see the pitcher hit completely. I'd rather see that. But I could see where they look at it like that and say, you know what? At some point, we're going to have to unify this.
No, they're going
to
do it.
And so I think it's coming.
Oh, I think it's coming too, and that's a damn shame. The defensive shift thing, I'm not losing sleep over it.
You can't outlaw the shift.
No, I agree that they shouldn't. But
I mean, that's ridiculous. Why? Why? Why should they do that?
Because they believe it'll improve batting averages.
Well.
I'm against it, but not to the level of messing with extra innings or messing with a DH.
Yeah, I mean, you're not dealing with the fabric of the, you're not messing with the fabric of the game by, you know, with the switches, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
And why?
I don't think you are, and I don't believe it causes more walks, and I certainly don't believe that's the reason for less contact. I don't believe that's the case at all.
Does it
take outs away? Yes. Yeah, it takes outs away. But that's not the problem with Major League Baseball right now. The problem with baseball is there's not enough contact.
It takes hits away, not outs.
I'm sorry, you're right. I guess sometimes it takes both away.
I guess so. It depends.
You're right.
We've seen the shift. I mean, sometimes there's a clear double play ball that you can't make the double play because of the shift.
Right.
We've seen it with the Mets a couple times now where they just let the guy take third base because nobody's covering the base if there's a guy on second, which to me is ridiculous.
Right.
But, that's the downside of the shift.
Yeah.
So there's an upside to the shift and there's a downside to it. So to me, you can't mess. Who cares if they get shifted?
I don't think
I don't like it, but they shouldn't be outlawed.
I agree. I don't think it impacts the game. I don't think it's going to do anything significant. I don't know how you fix. I'll admit, I like to come up with, hey, do this, do that. This will fix this. You've mentioned before in the past, speeding up the game, make the strike zone bigger.
Well, you know my feeling on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. But you are coming with something to do. I have to admit, I have no, and I don't think anybody does because I haven't heard a good idea for it. I have no idea on what you can do to have more contact in baseball. I have no idea.
Well, I think what you can do is you've got to stop, make it an end-all, be-all that we got launch angles.
You can't convince.
And we're trying to hit home runs, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but, Joe, you can't. How do you? Okay, that's fine. I agree with you. But how do you convince general managers to do that? General managers can do whatever they want.
Look, to me, we look at the teams that have won championships in recent times. The Astros, the Royals. These are teams that struck out less than anybody in baseball, that put the bat on the ball more than anybody. Shouldn't that be enough right there for these GMs? You got championship teams.
I agree.
I mean, come on.
We've gone through it. We went through the numbers.
I mean, give me a break.
The numbers back that up. The problem is we could sit here with facts all day. Sometimes facts don't matter.
Yeah.
A lot of times facts don't matter.
Baseball has gotten out of hand with the analytics. To me, it really has. It's gotten completely out of hand. Where everything, sometimes every move a manager makes is because of analytics. There's very little seat of the pants managing anymore. And I just, That's, to me, that's a problem. That's a problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.